Right, right. Massive double header here now coming up, I suppose. How you fixed basically team news and that for the Rovers game?
It's Wednesday, so there's people who have dipped in and out of training this week, so we'll see how tomorrow goes and take it from there. So hopefully we might have one more back in the squad, but as I said, we'll see how tomorrow goes.
And how's the mood in the camp been this week? Obviously you're angry, frustrated after the draw of a game, but a lot of positives, I think. You know, a great 60 minute spell there, he's played some great football.
Aye, and on reflection, of course I was angry and frustrated because I felt the first hour of the game probably warranted us winning the game and we didn't capitalise on that. But on reflection, when I've looked back at the game, some of the stuff, particularly in the first half, was for me the best we've played this season. So we just need to continue that, and I've no doubt that the consistency will come.
If you were to replicate that part of the match, the way he's played, the free flowing football, you know, against Rovers, you're going to give any team in this league problems, aren't you, really?
Aye, well, I mean, I think probably that first hour or so, as I said, particularly first half, probably warranted more goals, but it can happen. And in this league, when you don't capitalise on your pressure and your momentum, it can catch you out. So, as I said, a lot to be positive about in terms of some of the stuff we played and stuff to tidy up on as well. But we're 10 games into a 36-game season, and I'm sure sooner rather than later we'll find that level of consistency that we need.
Yeah, it's early on in the season, like, but the head-to-heads against Shamrock Rovers, obviously the four-year-old champions, you know, these are hugely important games, aren't they?
Aye, they're big games, and they're great games to be involved in. They know how to win leagues, and they've set the standard for everyone else in the country they try and reach. And they're great games. I think the crowd really gets up for it as well, and we'll need that on Friday night. And hopefully we can put in a really good performance.
And you haven't been surprised at how they've come back on this. You know, obviously a tricky start they had, but the point behind there, you know, so it's not surprising.
No, absolutely not. No, when you see that. The quality they have in their group, and if you look through the whole league, nobody really has shown bar Shelburne for that period, have shown an unbelievable level of consistency. So it's just a matter of us focusing on ourselves and trying to get a big win now on Friday, and hopefully it gives us a kick to move on from.
Obviously, it's not that long ago, you were in Tala as well too. You probably should have got 3 points there for that game. You know, that last minute equaliser was sort of heartbreaking at that stage. Like, but what can you take from that game? How have you viewed Rovers overall this season? Like, have you seen much of a change in them?
No, well, they have a real identity, and they've had it for years now. They have a way of playing. They very rarely deviate from that. And the games between ourselves and them have normally been good games. And both teams really going to try and win the game, and that's what we'll try and do, that's what they'll try and do. And it makes for an entertaining game. There's real match winners on both teams. So hopefully we can put in a good display and get our supporters off their seats.
Yeah, I just would like to ask Will, on Kobe has 100 appearances for Derry City. Just what that kind of experience has been like so far, obviously with Derry, but then obviously, you know, wanting to achieve more after the FA Cup win, the greatest prize of all would be a league title, and games like this and how they can influence that, leaving a legacy for yourself.
Yeah, well, it's a proud moment to me. Well, hopefully to make my 100th appearance.
You're dropped.
No, I've enjoyed my time here ever since I've come here on loan a few years ago. That's one of the main reasons why I come back, so hopefully many more to come.
Rory, just on Will, obviously he's been a massive player since you've come in, and you'd be wanting him to deliver the quality that he's shown in recent games against Shamrock Rovers on Friday.
Aye, Will's in a really good vein of form, and to be honest with you, in my 3 years here, he's been right up there as one of the most influential players in my time here, and probably bar the start of last season where he had a niggly injury, his form's been very consistent, and he's really produced for me and for the club, and I've no doubt that that can continue.
Rory, can I just ask you, you know the importance of a good keeper with Brian Maher. Have Rovers Rovers suffered in any way since Alan Manus' retirement, or have they covered that gap correctly on both?
No, well, I think the staff there obviously really believe in their goalkeeper. Alan Manus has been an outstanding player, an outstanding goalkeeper in our league for many, many years. And he's obviously set a very, very high level. But I don't know their goalkeeper as well as their staff know them. And they're obviously very, very happy with them, or they would have went out and got someone else. So, listen, he's got good attributes, but hopefully we can score one or two past them on Friday. Aye, listen, it's been frustrating. But there's been positive signs in the last couple of weeks. I think we had a really good one here against Dundalk. We played some good stuff, and then for an hour or so last week we played some really good stuff as well. So obviously you want maximum points from every game that you go into, but as I've said before, everyone seems to be searching for that consistency, and we're no different. And I've no doubt that we'll find it, but hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
And Will, for yourself, kind of similarly, over the last couple of years and the experience that you are developing as a squad, does, when you go through those sticky moments, does it kind of help knowing that you can come through them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the squad we've got now has been together for a while, so we've only added a couple of players this season, which I think is a positive for us. You know, it's only going to help us in times like that when it's been difficult. So knowing each other and knowing our capabilities of what we can do on the pitch over the years has definitely helped us. Yeah.
Will's a quiet lad.
No, I'm a quiet one, yeah. We have a good few though in the dressing room, especially the older boys, you know, help all the others out and we have a good group. I think everyone chips in equally.
I think any successful team or any team that is going to do anything, you need figures in the dressing room who stand up, and we have a few. I think we lost back-to-back games, but against Bohemians and Galway, but we responded. We went down to Shelburne and reacted positively. Although we didn't win the game, we reacted positively, and then we went on and beat Dundalk, and should have won last week. So we've responded quite well. Would we like a few more points? Of course we would, but I have every confidence in the players in our dressing room that we can start putting more points on the board very soon. Well, it's funny because you look at last year where we had some 0-0 games where you maybe dominate the game but you can't put teams away, and that was very frustrating. But I think this year we've won at home 3-0, 4-1, so we've got better at that. I just think that we need to get back to being really, really ruthless from a defensive point of view, and that doesn't mean just the back four and goalkeeper. It means absolutely everybody. Everyone has a responsibility within that. the game's not played like that anymore. Everyone within the team has a defensive responsibility, and I think we just we're giving away softer goals than what we've been used to in the last couple of years, and as I said, we're scoring some goals, so we just need to get back to having that ruthless streak from a defensive point of view.
Yeah,